Well, greetings and Merry Christmas, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If there's something you'd like to talk about, a question you'd like to pose, give us a call right now. The toll-free number, 844-322-2742, is good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We've got a great program lined up today. Yeah. Some wonderful questions that we're going to be dealing with, several around the Christmas story itself, some others around, current news events, prophecy, centering on Israel, and another call on reincarnation. So we've got some great mm-hmm. subjects to discuss. Yeah. So I'm glad you've tuned in with us. If you have a question or comment and you want to be a part of today's broadcast, we have space for you as well. 844-322-2742 is the number. We are talking about the Christmas story this week, and there's a lot of fascinating parts of this story that often don't get a lot of play when Christmas time comes. We're interested in the angels appearing to the shepherds. We're interested in the birth and the manger scene and the wise men coming. But there's a lot about to the backstory, a lot leading up to this. We talked a little bit about Joseph yesterday, how he's betrothed to Mary. And he finds out she's pregnant. And boy, you can just imagine the kick to the gut that was.
Right.
How could that happen? But he wasn't sure. And so he wasn't sure what to do. And he's scared to death, basically. And he starts to think and figure out some things. And he said, well, I don't want to shame her. I don't want to disgrace her. So I will write a certificate of divorce, which will protect her within the community, and I'll just kind of fade away into the darkness, and everything will be okay. Well, then God intervenes, sends an angel to him in a dream, and this angel says to him, fear not. Don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. This is the plan of God. You had a plan, and that was a great plan as far as human logic and reasoning is concerned. But here's God's plan, and he wants you to participate in God's plan. So don't let fear rob you of that opportunity. Joseph kind of hears those words, and when he wakes up, he says, okay, I'm going forward with this. We're going to get married. He married Mary as the plan was all along, and then they had Jesus, and after that they consummated the marriage. Well, then here's Mary, the young virgin, and we don't know her age, but we think she was a teenager, possibly 15, could be younger than that, but around 15 years of age, and God comes to her in the form of an angel as well, and he says, you're going to bear a child, and he's going to be great and wonderful, and the mighty Counselor, the everlasting God. And she has this question, how will this be?
Just a minute, back it up.
How will this be? And you know, we all ask that, don't we?
Yeah.
You know, how will this be? When we read the scriptures and we hear somebody tell us about the good news of Jesus Christ and the fact that we can be made alive together with him, that we can be raised to walk in the newness of life, think, oh my gosh, that sounds so great, but how will this be? And the angel just nailed it. He said, the Holy Spirit. That's how it's going to be.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is going to regenerate us. The Holy Spirit is going to make us alive. As far as Mary was concerned, how would it happen that she would become pregnant? The Holy Spirit. The child was conceived by the Holy Spirit. So with man, things look impossible, but not with God. Well, then Mary says, okay, be it to me as you have said, and I want to go along with this plan. So now you have Joseph who's saying, hey, I'm going to go along with God's plan, and now Mary is saying, I want to go along with God's plan. And there was another person. There was Zechariah and Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Well, Elizabeth had been barren, and she was up there in age, and God chose to give her a son, to give Zechariah and Elizabeth a son. It was going to be John the Baptist. So John the Baptist and Jesus are cousins.
Yes.
They're related. But Mary and Elizabeth have this time together, and when they first meet one another, there's this greeting, and the babe in Elizabeth's womb, John the Baptist, leaped for joy at being next to the Lord in Mary's womb. And they have this conversation, this time together, and then Mary expresses her heart in what we know as the Magnificat. And it is just one of the most powerful passages, and I want to read just a couple of the verses. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name." She recognized that she was a part of this miraculous story of Christ. There was nothing about her that deserved that role, that deserved that position. God simply looked at her humble estate and said, "I'm going to work through Mary." And that's how it happened. And so that made Mary's soul rejoice and glorify the Lord. And why? Because the Mighty One had done great things for her. Well, let's stop just for a minute and let's ask the question, has the Mighty One done great things for us?
Wow.
And the answer is absolutely yes. Just think of what God Almighty has done for us in the person of Christ Jesus. He took away your sins once for all, and he chooses to remember them no more. The Mighty has done a great thing just in that single work to take away our sins. And then he's given us a new identity. We're children of God, new creatures in Christ. And he has sent his spirit to take up residence in us. Has the Mighty done great things for us? You bet he has. Does this cause our souls to rejoice? Does this cause our hearts to glorify God? Well, if it doesn't, then we've become complacent. And it's time to step back and ask the question, Lord, what have you done that is mighty in my life?
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, he will answer you abundantly, and your heart, just like Mary's did, will rejoice, and you too will glorify the Lord.
Without question. Bob, that's good stuff. Great monologue, and as we open the program today, and you completely answered the question of Pamela, I do believe, so I hope she's listening. And that will be a blessing to her as well. 844-322-2742. That's the number to dial in the U.S. and in Canada. If you have a question, you'd like to join the conversation, we'd love to hear from you again. 844-322-2742. And as we've said so many times, friends, Basic Gospel is a listener-supported ministry. And without the prayers and financial support of you, our listeners, we wouldn't be able to hear this good news every day on the airwaves. Richard, talk to our listeners just a little bit about our need before the end of the year.
Okay. Yeah, we started out this month. We needed over $150,000, mm-hmm. and we're already down, 2 weeks in, we're already down to $76,500 that we need to raise before the end of the year. What can we say but thank you?
Absolutely.
You know, and like Bob has been saying this whole time, let's keep the momentum going. Because what this means is being this close to target at this point in time means that we are looking at entering 2018 absolutely ready to take that first step into the new year and take advantage of the opportunities that are waiting for us. I mean, this isn't about us. This is about people needing to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. It takes money to present the gospel of Jesus Christ. You're making that possible. You are reaching these people. You are changing lives because you're responding to the Spirit's call in your own life. We just get the incredible amount of fun and privilege to sit here and do this, whether it's on the microphone or writing books or pamphlets or answering the phone, whatever it is. This is what you make possible, and we can't thank you enough. But we need $76,500 between now and the end of the year, This is chicken feed, folks.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just that easy to make this amount of money. It's awesome.
Well, and here's the reality. We have two offers to go on 50,000-watt stations in two significant parts of the country. And those are dangling in front of us. Well, what's keeping us from moving forward? The funds to do so.
Yes.
So if you want to help reach more people, if you want to tell the story as often as you can to as many people as you can, we ask you to invest now. Help us meet this target. And not only that, let's shatter this thing.
Oh, yes.
I mean, let's absolutely shatter this target goal that we have. And say, hey, we're ready to spread the news far and wide that Jesus is alive in 2018. Let's do this, and let's ride this wave of momentum, and let's see how many people God will allow us to touch with the good news of Jesus Christ in the coming year.
Absolutely. Well, folks, all you need to do is go online to basicgospel.net, and you can click Behind the Curtain. There's a prominent link right there on the homepage, Behind the Curtain. Click that link at basicgospel.net. You can call 844-322-2742. That's available 24 hours a day for your gift anytime, for your actually a birthday gift, I would say, to Jesus Christ. You can also mail a check to our physical address. Of course, that is Basic Gospel at 751 Hebron Parkway. Actually, it's Hebron Parkway, H-E-B-R-O-N Parkway, Suite 310. That's in Louisville, Texas, 75057. Once again, 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. So we would love to hear from you. We'd love to partner with us as we move forward into the new year.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to our phones right now. We're going to start in Fairfax, Virginia, and talk with Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi, guys. My question today is, what does it mean to be a child of God? That's a phrase that gets thrown out a lot, and I think it might be easy to miss the rich meaning that it has or take it lightly. I know you guys could easily fill the rest of this program talking about it, and maybe the next one too, but could you give us some of the highlights about what it means to be a child of God?
I think we could talk about that forever.
I think we could. Yeah. It's the most exciting thing in the world to be identified as a child of God, a brother of Jesus Christ, basically, a joint heir with Christ. But Chris, it's simply this. When we came into this world, we came into this world spiritually dead, in our trespasses and sins. And Jesus identified that as being a child of the devil. He talked about that to the Pharisees. So we were in Adam. So our heritage, our destiny, everything was tied to Adam. And so whatever Adam became after the fall, that's what we came into the world as. So now Jesus came into the world, and he wants us to be in him. And so we have this opportunity to go from being in Adam to being in Christ. Well, how does that happen? It happens through new birth. So we're born again into the kingdom of God, and through that new birth, we're taken out of Adam and we're placed into Jesus Christ. And when we're in Jesus, when we receive Jesus, and that's all a part of this new birth process, when we receive Jesus, then God gives us the right to be called children of God. And so we've been born again into that family. So we hear a lot today, Chris, and I know you've heard this and maybe even believed it at one point in your life. I know I did. But we look at all people and we say, you know, everyone is God's children. All are God's children. And we sing those songs as kids. And so we just grow up thinking, well, everybody's a child of God. Well, not according to the Word of God. Only those who have been born again of the Spirit, born again into the family of God, are called children of God. So it's something that takes place within the depths of who we are on that spiritual level. So our spirits are born again. Christ comes to live inside of us, and that makes us children of God. Does that make sense, Chris?
It does, and that's something that I think would probably, while it sounds simple, it's also something that could probably take the rest of our lives to fully grasp the depths of. And when you look at the stuff that Jesus did for us, like the new identity that we have, the fact that he gave us new hearts, it's almost like, for me, I find it very easy to tear myself apart, both mentally and verbally, and sometimes it can even be tempting to think that such behavior pleases God. But we know that what pleases God is faith in Jesus, and we can actually have faith in Jesus by resting in the identity that we have as children of God. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it really is, Chris. And it goes right back to what we were talking about at the top of the hour as far as Mary was concerned. You know, the mighty has done great things for me. Well, when we stop and reflect on what God has done for us in Christ Jesus, I think becoming a child of God is one of those things that causes our heart to rejoice that God has done that, because that's not something that we can obtain through human effort. We can't climb a ladder and reach that status. It has to be through new birth. So that's exactly what John wrote in his gospel, but to all who did receive him, so that's the faith in Jesus Christ, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So this is something, this new identity in Christ, this truth that we are children of God, we who have received Jesus, is something that God has brought about. And so we can marvel at that, and we can spend all of our days here on earth marveling at the fact that God took me one time when I was lost and dead in sin and gave me new life in Jesus and a brand new identity, child of God. Well, Chris, it is great news. And Chris, as always, we love hearing from you, my friend.
Well, thank you guys, as always, for everything you do, and have a very Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Well, thank you. You do the same.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas. Well, a call that came into our off-hours system, this is from Caroline in California.
Yes, this is Caroline from Central California, and my question is, and I'm a born-again believer, my question is that I'm hearing from different women who claim to be Christians that they believe in reincarnation, and the ones that are referring to that are coming from their Indian heritage, and I just need to know how to minister to them. Thank you very much, and God bless.
That's a great question, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Unfortunately, the people who she knows are wrong. I understand that there are many belief systems out there among Native Americans and certain Eastern religions that truly believe in incarnation, but the Bible clearly states one place, Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed for mankind to die once and then face the judgment. Now, we can die in Christ and the judgment is a welcome home party, or we can die on our own and the judgment is going to hell. There's no coming back as another human or another form of being, that's not the only place in the Bible. That's just the first thing that popped into my mind. But all through the Bible, it's made very clear that God created us as humans, and we live our lives, and then we die, and we're done, unless we've been born again.
Yes, and I think one of the things that we can say to Caroline is, as you're talking to these folks, ask some questions as to why that idea of reincarnation is appealing to you.
Yeah.
And try to get below the surface of the actual theology there, what they believe, and ask why does that appeal to you? And obviously there's this thought that reincarnation, that when I come back, I'm going to come back in a better state that I was in.
Well, hopefully.
So we want to improve.
On how
we want to get better. We want to kind of go up this ladder. And I think as you kind of delve into that, then you have the real opportunity to say, well, what about a brand new life in Jesus? What about new birth in Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ came to take away your sins. Jesus Christ came to put an end to that old way of life. Jesus Christ came so that you might have new life in him. So I think as you delve kind of underneath the surface and find out why that is such an appealing idea to that person who believes it, then I think you can have some connection points to say, well, have you ever considered the gospel of Jesus Christ? Because it is much better than this belief of reincarnation. This is an actual reality that you can experience new birth in Jesus Christ. You can be born again and you can have an eternal life with God forever. So I think if you will start where Richard kind of pointed out that this is what the Bible says, then ask them why this is such an appealing belief system for them, then you can have some connection points to really bring the gospel to light in that conversation.
Yeah, this really ties into what we started with today. I mean, Mary gets pregnant, and it's the Holy Spirit. Well, Satan's not going to put up with that. He's going to have us invent gods who love nothing more than to come down and rape and ravage women so that they can have offspring, demigods. I mean, you see this all through the various mythologies around the world. It's the same thing with this. We claim to be born again because the Holy Spirit has taken up residence in us. God has called us now his children. Well, what's the lie? Well, what's really going to happen, as according to the lie, is that if you behave well enough, then you'll come back as something a little better. And if you behave badly, you'll come back as something worse and have to work your way back up. Both of those lies take away the grace of God, the power of God, the reality of who Jesus is, and we have an answer to that. And yes, having the conversation on that basis really can make a difference. Right. I've known it to happen with people.
Right. So in religion, and we have works-based salvation. Mm-hmm. So everything is on our shoulders. And that's what we see across all religious lines. But in Christianity, we have God reaching down to us in the person of Christ Jesus and saving us by grace through faith in him.
Yeah.
Well, it is Basic Gospel, friends, and we're glad that you've joined us. Bob, let you and I both talk a little bit about the need as we close the year and this month.
Well, as we talked about earlier, this has been an exciting year for us at Basic Gospel. We've seen so much ministry take place through the radio broadcast. We've begun something new this year. If you're watching us on Facebook Live or YouTube Live, that's a new outreach yes. for us. And we're seeing an audience start to grow on those spaces on the internet, and we're so excited about that. So we've moved our outreach. We've extended the borders of our outreach, so to speak, and it's because of friends like you who have decided to give and contribute to the ministry. So we say thank you for that. Well, there's many more opportunities yes. out there for us, both on terrestrial radio stations, on the internet platform. We have great opportunities there through resources, seminars, conferences. But we need your help, folks. We need you to stand with us. We need you to give so that we can see these borders extended, so that we can see more and more people being connected to the love of Jesus Christ. And you say, well, why Basic Gospel? Well, there are a lot of ministries. There are a lot of radio ministries. There are a lot of churches. There are a lot of parachurch organizations that do a lot of good in this world. But Basic Gospel has focused its ministry on proclaiming the simplicity of Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection. And when you read the Word of God, that and that alone is the power to salvation, unto salvation. And if you want to deliver the power of God to people everywhere, make a gift to Basic Gospel today.
Absolutely. You can click the link on the prominent link on the homepage at basicgospel.net. The primary link says Behind the Curtain. The book is called When God Tore the Curtain. We want you to have a copy, and you'll get one when you make your gift to Basic Gospel. We encourage you to go online to basicgospel.net, call 844-322-2742, or you can mail your gift to 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Lewisville, Texas, 75057. We're out of time, so we're going to see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.